visit codifydesign.com. That's CODIFYdesign.com.
We're back with My Fix It Up Life, and we have a special caller on the line, Jeff Devlin, co-host and carpenter of HGTV Spice Up My Kitchen. And I was reading on his bio on his website, jeffdevlin.net, that he has spent most of his early childhood borrowing tools from his father, and I'm wondering if he ever gave them back. I think we should ask him that.
Jeff, you're already on the spot, man. Welcome to my Fix It Up Life.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I started out uncomfortable. I used borrowing as a nicety. I actually use stealing because I still have most of those tools that I borrowed.
Oh, you do?
I do intend on giving them back someday.
Okay.
Someday. Not anytime soon.
Now, is your dad going to call and try to, you know, get them from you on the show?
No. He's happier than a pig in mud that he's actually, somebody's using them right now. So,
okay.
And I'm one of six boys, so there was a fight to get tools in general in our house, so I won. It's as simple as that.
Wow.
One of six boys.
Well, let me ask you this. Is there a tool or a bunch of tools or whatever that are particularly close to your heart for any reason?
You know what? The longer that I'm in woodworking and in construction, I really have kind of resorted back to the old ways. So my pop had a bunch of old planes, old hand planes, and some old chisels.
Really?
And, you know what? And I kind of, even yesterday, I took them out and I sharpened them up. And they just always treated me well in my years of woodworking. And I hope that someday, you know, my son will go in the garage and pick up tools and start banging stuff around. Same with my daughter. And it's cool to see that tool kind of go through the generations, and that's very special to me. So those are things that you kind of really hold on to, and I'm sure you feel the same way about passing tools on to your kids.
Oh, yeah, there's no question. And, you know, it's funny, the block planes and the jack planes and those kinds of things seem to have a special resonance with people who use them. I mean, there's nothing like pulling up a curl, paper-thin, semi-transparent curl of wood with a block plane that a tool design well over 100 years old.
And they're just beautiful, too. Like, old tools are just absolutely, they're like pieces of art.
A lot of people will collect them just to, you know, just to look at them. And it's nice to see them used, and obviously they have a wonderful purpose. I'll be honest with you, a lot of people will pick up a block plane and play with it for a while and then just get frustrated because they don't have it sharpened correctly or it's just not set up right. But once you get it set up right, believe me, it's so much more enjoyable working in an old house. That should be like when the realtor hands you the keys, they should hand you a block plane. Because nothing is square. You're going to be like trying to adjust it to make it all fit. And a block plane, that's my A number one tool.
Wow. That's totally cool. Now you're talking like a Stanley low angle block plane.
Actually, I do have an old Stanley, and I actually have an old, believe it or not, Craftsman. A very, very old Craftsman that I kind of, at first I was like, this was a Sears special at the time, and I kind of, you know, was going with the Veritas and the fancier names, the Lee Valley.
Oh, those are primo.
Yeah, and you know, they cost a ton of money, and this thing I picked up, this one in particular, I picked up at a garage sale for like $10, you know, just kind of put it on the shelf, tuned it up, and you know what? It's my favorite plane.
Wow.
By far.
Now, I could talk with you about how you sharpen them pretty much all day long.
I'm going to go talk about Hostess gifts some more.
You know what? Mark should get some time in here because you spent all that time with talking about all that girly stuff. I was a little freaked out that you were saying about the Fuego. I can't even pronounce it.
Fuego.
Fuego is a cute tool.
It is cute.
You can't use the word cute around men tools.
It is so cute, though.
See?
It's like a little baby tool. It's powerful and everything.
Yeah, but that's a violation. You can't talk about a power tool and use the word cute.
I can't.
Yeah. It's true, violation. And Matt was dressed like a referee the other day, so he can say that.
He was, actually. We saw him a few days ago, and he was dressed like... I think he does that for us, so that he can break up our fights.
But, there's a yellow flag right here as it is, clipping.
Uh-huh.
Matt is a sports god, by the way. The questions, though, for you...
Well, we want to talk about kitchens.
We got to talk about kitchens.
Because that's what we're talking about.
Do you know anything about kitchens, or are you just an actor on TV?
Honestly, I wish I could say I was just an actor, because the amount of kitchens that I've done in the small amount of time that it's all happened, I almost know some things that I shouldn't know about kitchens.
Well, how many kitchens can you see? I mean, did you even keep track?
I actually did. In a two-year process, a little less than 2 years, 78 kitchens.
Wow.
There are some contractors who don't do 78 kitchens in their entire career.
Yeah, and you know what? I would love to say that I was the sole person working on everyone, but the great contractors that helped out with the show and the great, you know, homeowners as well, helping out, getting dirty, that made it, those 78 kitchens go by like a breeze. And you know as well as I do, Mark, we love what we do. We get frustrated sometimes, but being able to go out there and basically just, you know, see the beginning of it. Right now, you guys are in the mess right now where you see the dirt floor, mm-hmm. you see the strip walls. Mm-hmm. But when it's all said and done, there's such a level of satisfaction, not from the looking standpoint of view. It's going to look beautiful. But from the standpoint of when you back up and you see it, you're going to be like, I did that. And that's a great, you know, sense of accomplishment.
We got a little danger zone right here. Jeff Devlin, philosopher carpenter.
Well, yeah. I was going to invite him on the journey with us, actually, if he wants to make it number 79.
I'm waiting. Come back to our house.
Yeah, after the show, just meet us at our home, and we can all hold hands and go on the journey together.
It sounds like a party plan, but the only thing is I'm going to steal Mark because I got to put a roof on, and I'm afraid of heights. So I'll just stand on the ground, he'll put the roof on, and I'll come over and help with your kitchen.
Tell you what, I think you got yourself a deal.
I think nice. So. He's not afraid of going up on a roof.
That's a My Fix It Up Life pinky shake.
Nice.
Is that what you call those? Pinky handshakes?
Oh, I can't call a tool cute, but you can have a pinky shake?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Are you bosom buddies and lifelong friends now?
Yeah. TTFL? What,
okay.
How do you text that? TLA?
I'm embarrassed for you.
Yeah. Imagine being me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I can't even believe you just said pinkies.
Yeah. So I'm also wondering something, too, because I know that you live in the Philadelphia area.
Yeah.
And so when you're shopping around, I've never seen you at, you know, the local home improvement centers, but when you go there and you're walking around, people recognize you and they ask you where they can find things in the store or, you know.
You know what?
Advice.
A lot of my favorite color is orange, and a lot of times I'll go to the Home Depot wearing orange, and people will be like, "Excuse me, sir, how can you help me find this?" And it has nothing to do with the show. It's just because I have a bunch of orange shirts.
That's awesome.
I do get recognized occasionally, but very, very rare. And you know what? If I see somebody that has that perplexed look on their face, I really do enjoy helping people out. And mm-hmm. if my experience can help them make their lives a little bit easier, it's always fun.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So Spice Up My Kitchen, it's still on HGTV, but that show has wrapped filming, right?
It did stop production a bunch of months ago, but again, we've shot so many kitchens, and it'll still be airing for probably at least another good year, 2 years. And they still have many more episodes, new episodes, I might say, to air. Oh, yes, most definitely. And I know... as of now, it's airing. New ones, I believe, are airing Saturdays at 2 o'clock on HGTV. And then you'll have to excuse me because they do change the schedule quite frequently, but mm-hmm. I think it's on like Tuesdays and Thursday nights at 4:30.
Awesome.
But check your local listings and
Very
stuff
nice.
Like that.
Oh, I love saying check your local listings.
I know. I was waiting my whole career just to be able to say that. Check your local listings.
Yeah, it's, seriously, we are bosom buddies. We're talking about checking your local listings is like the most important part of this conversation.
Yeah, it actually is. I have another question. I have a
What's
follow-up.
What's with the questions? It's
Please,
constant
I, hey,
question.
I, hopefully I can answer
it. Interview. So what we do is we invite someone on the show, and then we ask them questions and answer them and tell us stuff.
Oh, because I feel like I'm being grilled.
You aren't. I'm asking Jeff questions, not Mark. Now, are we going to see you on another show anytime soon?
As a matter of fact, you will.
Okay.
I can't tell you what network it's mm-hmm. going to be on. It's a major network.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you when it's going to be on because I don't know necessarily. I don't have that information as of yet.
Okay.
We haven't started shooting it. But I'll be honest with you, I can tell you this. I'm extremely excited. Not only that I get to do my craft and because that's just plain fun, but let's be honest, television is so much fun. I sat on my couch as a kid watching Tommy Silva and Norm mm-hmm. Abrams and all of the, you know, the guys that I look to. And actually, last week on your show with Kevin O'Connor, I mean, that was just just hearing his voice, I was like, oh, this is so cool. I was so excited. And to get to all of a sudden wake up one day and get to do that, and get to teach people, have fun in the process, it's a blessing and a half.
So I have another question.
Question come with, so I have another question?
I do.
You, actually, Jeff, you know, maybe we can hang out later, because I'm just going to go home
right
now.
You guys can talk later. I'm going to talk to Jeff now. So if you're going to be filming the new show in the Philadelphia area,
yes.
I would like to have an opportunity to be invited by you to come out and do our show from one of your...
Thought you were on the spot before.
So you should invite us so that we can totally... That would be really fun to do a behind-the-scenes show.
I'll tell you the truth. I'll make some phone calls, see what I can do. But you know what? With every television job, it's all of the people behind the scenes that you don't see that should get a ton of credit.
Yes.
And with all of the shows, what makes them run so smoothly are the great contractors.
Mm-hmm.
Mark is a contractor. So why don't we see if we can hook him up with getting some contracting jobs for the show, and then, heck, you can come and visit your hubby on the set, and you guys can do your show from there.
I have to visit him? Can I visit you?
She knows what I sound like, man. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Jeff, you're talking...
I know, Mark.
You're talking my language. This call's getting better by the minute.
That would be really fun. Yeah. I think it would be fun. And then we can, you know, see what happens.
I totally go on a block plane, too, man.
Oh,
wicked traps.
Okay.
If I see a block plane sitting there unattended, I will take it, so be careful.
You know you have to lay those... Well, you know this for our listeners.
Yeah.
You know you have to lay those down on their side to keep from damaging the iron.
I know that.
You know what's funny is that when you first get into the excitement of woodworking and fixing something and doing something with your hands it's so much fun. And you really, when you start, you know absolutely nothing. You're watching television shows trying to gain the knowledge, or you're reading a magazine, or you're listening to a lovely radio program on 1520 AM dial, My Fix It Up Life, to try to educate yourself. And when you start getting into listening to all these and educating yourself, you start getting these tips. And I'll be honest, I did put my block plane a couple of times flat, and I ruined blades, and I left it in my bag. And you know, it was a learning experience I sort of needed to go through, as well as, I hate to say it, homeowners need to ruin a couple of tools before they realize, that's not the right way to do things. I mean, we can tell them till we're blue in the face, but until you basically experience certain things, you're not going to learn.
It's true.
You educate your homeowners, you got to live it. And you know this as well as anybody, guys, is that an old home, you find things every day you don't want to find, and how it's not something that's in a book that they can tell you how to deal with it. There should be, and Mark, this is your next book, how to mentally prepare for an old house renovation. Not how to fix anything, how to basically get counseling, marriage counseling. I know you guys are doing your dishes out of your sink right now, and you're probably sharing plastic forks or something like that.
We have a whole setup. Mm-hmm.
This is coming from somebody who's been there, done that. I can tell you, the listeners of My Fix It Up Life, which we thank you for, that listening to Jeff is definitely brings the been there, done that, got the t-shirt, trophy, and the extra special block plane out of it. And I like to hear that from the craftsman standpoint when we talk with you and we look to you to guide us through our kitchen renovations and our other renovations, that state of mind, that it's just awesome.
I think, you know, my wife hates when I tell people this. We lived on the second floor of our house for almost 8 months while I was going through our kitchen renovation.
Mm.
Because you're working, you're being a contractor, you have a regular job, you're out and about, you come home, you want the kitchen done. And my wonderful wife learned how to microwave every single meal in the entire world. And I bless her for that. But kitchens are such a major part of any house and any sort of renovation, if you will. And people take it on, and they don't know enough. So, and the one thing that really got me excited is when I was listening to Linda speaking earlier about doing your homework as a homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't stress that enough. Do your homework. Know what you like. Educate yourself into those things. Don't try to hand off this stuff, because when you hand it off, it makes the process that much more difficult. Because then,
right,
you know,
on,
design
brother.
Is, design is relative to the person that you're designing mm-hmm. for. As soon as you're just like, hey, I want this, you prolong the process even more. So nobody true. Wants to be doing their dishes in the sink.
Well, Jeff, can we do two things? One, I'm not really asking permission, but we have to go to a break.
We do, but I think that during the break, we're going to give you directions to our house. We can meet you in about an hour and to work in our kitchen. Yeah.
Okay, maybe it's three things. Do you want to help us give away our Stanley Fatmax lighted levels?
Yes.
Okay, we're gonna go to a break. You stay on the phone. And
sure,
that's
certainly.
Next.
On My Fix It Up Life.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit codifydesign.com. That's CODIFY design.com.